Good evening. This week's parasha is Parashas Vayera. Vayera is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Tonight is the midpoint of Mar Cheshvan. Tonight is Tesvav Mar Cheshvan, a date that is mentioned in Tanakh, in Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk tells us, Vaya'as Yoravam Chog, Ba'chodesh Hashemini, Ba'chamisha Asayim, La'chodesh. Yoravam made a holiday out of this date, the 15th of the 8th month, which is Mar Cheshvan, 8th month from the 1st, which is Nisan. And he claimed that Sukkot should be pushed off another month, like we do in a leap year, we push off Nisan. So he did the same for Tishrei. And he made sort of Sukkot on the 15th day of the 8th month. And this was sort of the beginning of the rebellion of Yeravam against Rechavam, against Malchus Beis David. But as we mentioned in previous years, what the Bnei Yisoschar quotes in his Maimorim to Mar Cheshvan from Reb Mendel Arimanova, that because the rebellion against Malchus Beis David happened in the month of Mar Cheshvan, that's why Mar Cheshvan suffered. And in the month of Mar Cheshvan, for many years, there were many gezeiros, decrees against the Jewish people that happened in the month of Mar Cheshvan. So says Reb Mendel Arimanova, quoted by the Bnei Yisoschar. Interesting that Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is begematria Malchus Beis David, because in this month we have to restore Malchus Beis David, because this is the month in which the rebellion took place. And as the Pasuk says, they said to Rechavam, Re'ei Beis Cha David, we don't need your house. They rebelled not only against Malchus Beis David, they also rebelled against the Beis HaMikdash. And that could be perhaps why Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav, the scorpion. Akrav, as it says in Tikkuni Zohar, is the letters Okar Bayis. It was in this month that they uprooted the Bayis, the Beis HaMikdash, Malchus Beis David. Not literally, they didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash in Mar Cheshvan, but they distanced themselves from the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yeravam and Avot set up idols, both in the north and south of Eretz Yisrael, preventing Jews from going to Yerushalayim, from going to the Beis HaMikdash Kimavur, and Sefer Melachim, which is not what we're discussing now, but we're mentioning this because Parshas Vayera is the parsha where Malchus Beis David is developed. Malchus Beis David emerges in Parshas Vayera, which we always read this as we reach the midpoint of Mar Cheshvan, the month in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. So the parasha that we read always this time talks to us about that which we have to restore, which we have to rectify. That's Malchus Beis David. And that's, of course, what we have in this parasha, how light is saved. And the reason why light is saved is because of Malchus Beis David that's going to emerge from he and his daughters, as we read the story. And the whole story of Lot, the Hatzolah of Lot, was only in order that David and eventually Moshiach should come out of him. And that was the Malach, among the three Malachim who came to Avram Avinu at the beginning of the parasha. One Malach came to save Lot. And Rashi says that was Raphael. Raphael Sheripa es Avraham Holach Misham Lahatzel es Lot. Although Rashi said right before that one malach cannot perform two missions. Ein malach echad oiseh shtei shlichiyos. So Mefarshim explained, that's why Rashi tells you that his name was Raphael, because Refuah and Hatzolah are actually one and the same. It's really one mission, to heal, to save. And this was the malach that always would heal and save. So he healed Avraham, and he saved Lot. And as we spoke in previous years, the opinion quoted in Tosfos and Bava Metzia from the Midrashim, that it was Michael who went to save Lot. Michael, who was the one who came, Levaser es Sarah, to say the good news to Sarah about her about Yitzchak, that Yitzchak will be born a year from now. He's the one that went to save Lot. But Rashi quotes the opinion that it was Raphael who went to save Lot. What exactly does Refuas Avraham have to do with saving Lot? Especially that saving Lot was in order to bring about Malchus Beis David, which is what we have to restore now in this time, because this was the month in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. Then obviously what we have to do now is honor Malchus Beis David, respect Malchus Beis David, restore Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, Meshichecha. We say it in davening, we say it in benching, we say it in Birchas, in Al HaMichya, over and over again. We talk about the restoration of Malchus Beis David. So this is the month to work on that. This is the month to ask for it. And Parshas Vayera is the parsha where Malchus Beis David begins. As the Pasuk says, when the Malach came to Lot, the two Malachim came to Lot. One came to destroy Sodom, one came to save Lot. So the Pasuk says that the Malach said, do you have any other relatives that you'd like to take out with you? And Lot went to speak to them. And then as the morning star rose, Vayoitzu ha-malachim b'loit, kum kaches ishtecha v'es shtei v'noisecha hanim tso'ois. Hanim tso'ois, that are found. Those that are here, because not the, his son-in-law that was in the town and his future sons-in-laws, they laughed, they made a mockery out of it, they didn't believe it, so they stayed, they got killed. The only ones that were saved were the two daughters with Lot and his wife, who later became a pillar of salt. Hanim tso'ois. So the Gemara darshins in Yevamos, hanim tso'ois, matzosi David avdi. And as we once mentioned, hanim tso'ois, with the miloy of the oisiyos, is Begematria Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is here, in Sodom, Bisdoim. Bisdoim is Rosh HaTevis, Soid Malchus Beis David. In the greatest darkness, in the epitome of, in the abyss of immorality, that's where Malchus Beis David lies. Sodom was the city of people who are of rotten character, immoral, not kind, cruel, and that's where the seat of Malchus Beis David is. That's where the Shoyrish of Malchus Beis David is. The most unlikely place, Kamavur and Al Shech HaKadosh, in various places, but even this parasha as well, in Rus, other places, that Mashiach is going to come from the most unlikely place, unlikely time, suddenly, unexpected. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mashiach is of the three items that will come, Behesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means when we're not thinking about it, unexpectedly. Whereas the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein ben David ba atshe yo'ashu min ha-ge'ula. Mashiach will come when everyone already gave up. Unexpectedly. So this is certainly not a place where you would expect Malchus Beis David to grow from Sodom. But yet, here, that's where it is. Mar Cheshvan, in contrast to Tishrei, Tishrei was a month full of holidays, full of revelation. Mar Cheshvan is concealment. Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav, Okar Bayis. Nevertheless, in Mar Cheshvan, that's where Malchus Beis David is rooted. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Begematria Malchus Beis David. The fact that the rebellion happened in Mar Cheshvan tells us that this is really the month in which Malchus Beis David will be restored. So Parshas Vayera is always read now. Vayera means, and he appeared. Vayera means revelation. Vayera elov Hashem be'eloinei mamre. And as the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh makes note that till now you had Vayera elov Hashem, but for a reason, for a purpose. Hashem appeared to Avram to tell him something. Here it says Vayera elov Hashem, and it doesn't say why. There's no message here. Just Hashem appears to him, and then afterwards he lifts his eyes and he sees the three malachim. So what was the Vayera Elov for? So Rashi tells us from Chazal, Levakir es hachayla, to visit the sick. Hashem came to pay a visit. Avraham Avinu was in a lot of pain. Yom Shlishi lemilosai hoya. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Hashem appeared to Avraham for no reason other than just to appear to him, to become one with him. Avram becomes a Merkava to the Shechina here. And from here on in, never does the Torah ever say Vayera again. Hashem never had to appear to Avram again because he was always with him, constantly. That's why it never says Vayera after this. Till now it says Vayera and Vayomer and then Vayera again, or as it says at the end of Parashas Lech Lecha, that when Hashem finishes speaking with him, Vayechal Adaber Itoy, Vayal Elohim Eyal Avram, Hashem left Kaviyachol, because until he had his bris, Hashem would appear to him, and then he would leave. But from the bris and on, Avram Avinu reached the highest level, one among the highest levels. He reached the Shar HaNun, as some write, some Svarim write, the Shar HaNun. Vayeru Eilav Hashem Be'eloin Eimamre is Begamatria Nun She'orim. So he reaches a very, very high level here, to the point that he becomes the Merkava to the Shechina. So that's revelation. Yet, we come to the end of the parasha, we find Avraham Avinu being tested for the 10th time, and there's no revelation there. On the contrary, there's total concealment. Vayar es hamakoim meirochoik, as the Svarim Taich. He saw Hashem from a distance, as it says in Yirmiyah, meirochoik Hashem nirali. That's an asaya, that's a test, where Avraham Avinu actually thinks that he's going to kill his one and only son from Sarah. And this total concealment, there's a Baal Shem Tov, the Svarim quote, that by an asaya, a person loses all his madrigas, all the levels that a person reaches during the time of an asaya, and those levels of Kedusha are taken away from him, and he's in a very difficult situation, and when the Madrega, he said he had reached, were taken away from him, he has to rely now on Emunah. So Avraham Avinu, as we spoke many times about the Akedah, which is this week's parasha, didn't understand, it made no sense to him at all what he was about to do. It was a total contradiction to everything that he had been told. It would ruin his legacy as a teacher, as a disseminator of monotheism. Everything that he taught, all the people that he brought close to Hashem, if they hear that he killed his son, they're all going to leave him. So this made no sense whatsoever. But Avraham Avinu asks no questions, and he has total emuna, the highest level of emuna. Emuna and vayera don't seem to go together. Vayera means revelation. When things are clear, you don't have to have emuna, it would seem. Well, you don't have to believe, you see. But the Akedah was the epitome of Emunah. The Akedah, there was no revelation at all. The revelation first came at the end. But the Akedah, then, is Soyen HaAkedah, V'ho Elohim Nisa Es Avraham, V'ho Elohim Midas Hadin, V'yaras HaMokoy Merachoyk, requires Emunah. There's no revelation there. So, how is it that the Akedah, which was the 10th and final test of Avraham Avinu, which of course he passed, but the Nisayon HaAkedah was a concealment. That's why it was a Nisayon. If Avraham Avinu even knew one iota of what was going to happen, there would have been no test at all. So total concealment. As the Svarim HaKadoshim and the Midrashim will say, that on the way to the Akedah, he experienced tremendous concealment. Rocks were coming down from mountains, terrible weather. He ended up having to walk through streams of water, everything that Sutton made obstacles to try to prevent him from doing it. So it was just one concealment after another. And Avraham asks no questions and is not thinking, because if you start thinking, you're going to have a lot of questions. He shut off his mind, and he went with blind faith, with total emunah, until the end of the story, as we know. And it's in the parasha called Vayera, which Vayera means revelation. What also requires explanation is the siman, the word to remember how many psukim Parshas Vayera has. Interesting word, Amnon. Amnon is the name of a person. There's a person in Tanakh whose name was Amnon. It wasn't really a tzaddik. Amnon was the whole story with Amnon and Tamar. Whatever those who put the simonim on the parshas had in mind, and they're definitely different interpretations to these simonim, but David Feinstein, Shlita, we mentioned many times, has a sefer on the simonim, showing what each simon has to do with that parasha. So Parshas Vayera has 147 psukim. And the simon to remember how many psukim the parasha has is Amnon, because Amnon is equal to 147. Amnon seems to be come from the word Amunah. Amnon is Amunah. So is this Vayera or Amnon? Vayera is revelation. Amnon is Amunah. So the simon seems to contradict the name of the parasha, because Amunah and Vayera don't seem to go hand in hand. Or is that really true? And as we'll see, that's not really the case. It's true that when you see something, you don't have to believe in what you see. But that doesn't mean that there isn't still what to believe in. Does that mean that tzaddikim, or those who reach tremendous levels of hisgalus elokus, of revelation, so there's nothing for them to believe in anymore? They don't have to believe because they see. That's not true. Of the Horaya, we have a pasuk mefurish in Parshas Beshalach, and we say it every day in davening. Vayosha Hashem vayoyim hahu es Yisrael miyad mitzrayim vayar Yisrael es hayod hagedoyla asher osa Hashem b'mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael saw with their eyes, physical eyes. And we know even a shivcha, ro'as a shivcha al hayam asher leiro'u neviyim asher leiro'u Yechezkel ben Buzi. Zeh keili v'andveyu. So they saw. But right afterwards, the pasuk says, "Vayaminu b'Hashem," and they believed in Hashem. What does that mean? If they saw, they don't have to believe. You believe in that which you don't see. The Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah that every Jew has to believe. You have to believe that Hashem is the Borei Umanhig, and He's a Yochid and Miyuchad, and He's not a Guf, and all these things. We don't see it. We believe it. You could eventually, you know it, you study, any person with seichel knows there has to be a God. The world couldn't happen by itself. That doesn't require emunah. It's impossible that all of this could have happened by itself. But there are levels that require emunah, that Hashem is Rishon Achron, that Hashem is sees everything that goes on, and that there's Charva Einish, the Mashiach, and Tchias HaMesim. So these things we don't see right now, so we believe it. But things you see, you don't believe, because you know it's true. You see it. You don't believe it. You see it. I see that there's a table right here. I don't believe that there's a table here. I see it. So the emes is that that's true, but not true. It's true that what you see, you don't have to believe. And what you believe, you don't see. But on the contrary, the more you see, the more you realize you don't see. And the higher level that a person reaches, or truly reaches, he realizes that there is much, much more. And no matter, a human being is finite. So no matter what we can reach, no matter what level we can attain in this world, there's always more. And what's more, we believe, that we don't see. And even Avraham Avinu, on the day, the third day after his bris, right after the bris, when Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eloine Mamre, what could be greater than that? And the Arachayim HaKadosh says that he became a merkavah to the Shechina. He's a chariot. Hashem is in him. He's one with Hashem. And he doesn't even have to have Hashem appear to him anymore. Yet, the Pasuk says, V'hu yoyshev pesach ha'oyhel. He was sitting by the entrance of the tent. Says the Oyev Yisrael, the Aptarov, and many of the Sifrei Chassidus seem to say on the same line, that despite the level that he reached, He viewed it as if he's only Pesach, he's only by the entrance, he hasn't entered yet. Tzadikim, the greater they become, the more humble they become. Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer writes in this week's parasha, Vayera Elav Hashem is Rosh Hatevis Ayoy. Ayoy means, where is he? What does that mean? Vayera Elav Hashem appeared to him, and Avraham Avinu was saying, and where is he? Ayoy Mekoyim Kevoidoy. Ayoy. Interesting that Rashi brings this Rosh Hatevis later. Vayomru Elov, Ayei Ishtecha. Rashi brings that the word Elov has dots on three of the letters. So we darshan the Aleph Yud Vav. Ayoy. They're just like they asked him, where is she? They asked she, where is he? They asked Avram, where is Sarah? And they asked Sarah, where is Avram? Ayoy. So says the Zera HaKodesh, Vayera Elov Hashem is Rosh Hatevis Ayoy. So the Zera Kodesh says, what does it tell us? That despite that he had just experienced such revelation, he's still asking, Ayoy, where is Hashem? Because he knows there's much more. The more a person learns, let's try to be practically, we can understand it in our daily life, not with revelation of Shechina so much. That's something that unfortunately we don't experience really. But we do experience, we learn, a person finishes a Masechta. So when a person finishes a masechta, the attitude is not supposed to be, I finished, and that's it. But the more one learns, the more one realizes there's much more to do. And when it comes to Torah, when you make a seeing, you start again and you learn with more depth. And with more depth. The Parsha of the Week, for example. The Parsha of the Week that we learn every single week, every year of our lives, we're supposed to be Mavasetra. But every year, if you delve into the Parsha, you learn more Mepharshim with more depth. It doesn't end. There's no end to it. The more you learn, the more you see you don't know. Tachlis Hayediya Shaloi Neida. That's the Tachlis. A person should realize at the end of the day that I don't know anything. And people who think they know everything, they don't know anything. And those who think they don't know, they're the ones who really know. So Vayera Elav Hashem, when Avram reached such a high level, he says, Ayoy, where is he? Because he realizes that there's much more. Like as if we traveled to the closest star. When we got to the closest star, we would realize how many more stars there are further and further and further. It seems to be endless. He visualizes himself as someone who's just sitting by the doorway. He hasn't even gone in yet. And that's why Avraham Avinu is the one who says, V'anoichi ofer v'efer, in this week's parasha. V'anoichi ofer v'efer. A man who is zoicha to become a merkava to the Shechina says, V'anoichi ofer v'efer. And as the Gemara says in Chulin, that Avraham, David, and Moshe Rabbeinu from the greatest humble men of all time. But that's right. The more revelation they experience, the more humble they become. The more humble they become, the more revelation they experience. So it's not a contradiction that the parsha is Vayera and the amount of sukkim is hinted in the word Amnon. Because the truth is, the more one sees, the more one then has to believe that there's more. The more we are zocher to see, the more we realize there's a lot more that we don't know about, and we believe. Vayiru hames Hashem, vayaminu b'Hashem uvo Moshe Avli. After vayar Yisrael esiyod agadola, they just saw the power of Hashem. There was not one Jew, and not one Egyptian either at that time, that doubted the existence of God. It was clear. The Yamsuf split. That's impossible. Supernatural. Everyone saw it with their own eyes, but they still vayamim, they still believe. There's much more to it. There's more levels, there's higher levels that we don't see right now. They believe that there is more to it. So Avraham Avinu, despite that he reached such great levels, is still being tested at the end of the parasha. Just that's to show us that it doesn't end. That despite that vayera elav Hashem ve'eloi ne'mamre, vayhi achra advarim ha'elav ha'elikim nisa es Avraham. He goes through another nisayon, and he is zocher to a much higher level. Whatever he experiences, vayera elav Hashem, the level of kedusha that he reaches after the akedah is even higher than that. Just when you thought you couldn't get any higher, vayera elav Hashem, be'elaynei mamre, he experiences revelation to the highest degree. Still comes the akedah, and it brings out more of Avraham Avinu. It's a tremendous level of emunah that Avraham Avinu was zochet to it, that Avraham Avinu had this emunah that he was able to pass the test. Now, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, and Rashi brings it at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, that when it says, Va'agad lo shemecha, Va'ezcha lo goy gadol, Va'avarechacha va'agad lo shemecha. So Va'ezcha lo goy gadol, says the Gemara, it's Gemara in Pesachim, and Rashi brings it here. That's what we say in Davening Elokei Avraham. Va'avarechacha, that's what we say, Elokei Yitzchak. Va'agad lo shemecha, that is Elokei Yaakov. The Yachol Yuchaisman Bekulon, does that mean that we're going to end off? This is in Shemayna Esra. We say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov. So we should really end off. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogein Avraham, Yitzchak Ve'Yaakov. But we don't say that. Talmalem Ve'heye Baruchah, Bechachaisman Ve'loi Bahem. In you, they will end off, and not them. What is that? Why? If Avraham Avinu is being told that Hashem calls himself Elokei Avraham, and he calls himself Elokei Yitzchak, and he calls himself Elokei Yaakov, so why should we end off that bracha of Shemoneh Esrei only with Avraham, Magen Avraham? What about Yitzchak and Yaakov? So there are many interpretations to this. The Sifrei Chassidus, especially the Divrei Yisrael from Majlis and others, say the following, and it's pertaining, this pertains to us. This has to do with us, this is very practical, and it has to do with our generation, the last and final generation of Golus, Ikvisa de Meshicha, which we find ourselves now in, L'chulei Alma. And that is, Avraham Avinu, we know, had his character traits. Avraham Avinu had his midos, Yitzchak had his, and Yaakov had his. If you break it down, Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, Avoida, and Yaakov is Torah, Teferis. Yochol Yiyu Chaisman Bekulan means, are we going to need to have all three to end the Golus? Chasima is the end, the signature, the final. Do we need all three? That means the chasima of Golus, the end of Golus, is going to be in the schus of what Avraham Avinu stands for, not so much for what Yitzchak and Yaakov stand for. Now, as many explain, this means Avraham Avinu is chesed, Yitzchak is avoida, tefillah, karbonis, Yaakov is Torah. Of course we have to learn Torah, and of course we have to daven with kavana. But in our generation, the davening is not like the way it was in the previous generations. That's for sure. In our generation, the Torah, as much as there is, and there's a lot of Torah now, Baruch Hashem, it's still not like the Torah of previous generations. But the chesed that exists today is more than it ever was. And in that schus, we're going to be redeemed. The chasima, that means the end of Golus, will be with your midah Avraham Avinu of Chesed, which is elaborated upon in this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, we see the tremendous Chesed of Avraham Avinu, his achnasas orchem, the way he invited guests into the home, the way he served them despite the pain that he was in, and how he ran and his rizus. The Chesed of Avraham Avinu, that's what Avraham Avinu was known for, of course, for his Chesed. But there's something else that Avraham Avinu, of course, excelled in, and that is emuna, the ha'emin b'Hashem, v'yachshaveh ha'loy tzedakah. Chesed and emuna, those are the midos of Avraham Avinu. And we could even add, even though Yitzchak is Yira, Avraham Avinu attained the level of Yira by the Akedah. Ato yadati ki yirei Elokim ata, v'loy chasachta espincha sichidecha. So our generation has to emulate Avraham Avinu, because our generation, the final generation, we have to end the Golus. It's going to be through doing and emulating that which Avraham Avinu stood for. Chesed, which today there's an abundance of chesed like there never was, and emuna, because our generation is the most concealed of all the generations. V'anoichi haster aster panai b'yayim hahu. Our generation requires tremendous emuna, just like Avraham Avinu when he went to the Akedah. That's mentioned many times. Vayares hamokoi meirochik, which, as Svarim explained, he saw Hashem. Hashem is called mokoi meirochik, from a distance, because there was so much concealment. Es hamokoi meirochik is begematria ikvasid the Meshicha. The generation we're in, which is the Akev, the end of time, ikvasid the Meshicha, we only see things from afar. It's a generation of emuna. David HaMelech says, "Derech emuna bachorti." Ikvasa de Meshicha is begamatria derech emuna bachorti. Es hamaka meirochag is begamatria derech emuna bachorti. Bachorti is equal to the words bechach chaysmen veloy bohem, which Chazal say means, in you, Avram, it'll end. In your schus, with your midah, the Golus will end, not so much with theirs. With your midah, the Golus will end. Whether it's chesed, whether it's emunah, derech emunah bacharti. So this parsha, Vayera, is our generation. Our generation has experienced a lot of revelation. There were many, many great things that happened in our time. Many, many great things. Whether it was the miracles of the Six-Day War, whether it's the miracles of hundreds and thousands of Jews returning to Eretz Yisrael in a miraculous way. Other miracles, surviving the Holocaust. There were many, many miracles that occurred in our generation. So there was a lot of revelation, but at the same time, there's tremendous concealment. It's a very confused time. Some will say that we're living in the beginning of the redemption. Many say you're not allowed to say that. Not the beginning of the redemption. It's the end of Golus. Not the beginning of the redemption. It's not Aschalta de Geula. There's so much secularism and liberalism, and in Eretz Yisrael, you have a government that's not religious, and so on. So there's revelation on one hand, but there's concealment on the other. It's Vayera and Amnon at the same time. It's a generation of tremendous nisyonos, tremendous tests. Like when Avram went to the Akedah, we're very confused. It's Yerach Bul. We're in the month known now as the Pasuk says in Melachim, Mar Cheshvan is called Yerach Bul. Bul literally, because this is the time when all the leaves fall off the tree and everything decomposes and withers. Look outside now, the weather plummeted. The temperature plummeted from the 50s to the 10s. We're going down and the temperatures are becoming frigid and everything is icing up. And when you look all around, the trees are no longer with their leaves. They're bare. This is Yerach Bul. This is Mar Cheshvan, the fall season. Bul also comes from the word Bilbul, Bolal, Bovel, as we mentioned 2 weeks ago. Bilbul, Yerach Bul. Mar Cheshvan is a month of confusion. In contrast to Tishrei, where there was revelation, Mar Cheshvan is concealment. Mar Cheshvan is Yerach Bul. And that's our generation. Our generation is a generation of Bilbul. Bilbul HaMoichos. There's so much confusion. There's so much that we don't understand. We don't know what's going on. We see in the United States chaos. The country seems to be imploding, splitting up. We see in Eretz Yisrael no government, two elections in a row, and they're not able to come to a conclusion. There's clearly a lot of chaos going on. 200 rockets just today and yesterday hit the south of Eretz Yisrael, which they don't even report about it because that's not important to the media. A lot of concealment. But at the same time, we know that from the concealment will emerge clarity and revelation. Malchus Beis David emerges from Sedaim. The Arachayim HaKadosh tells us at the end of this parasha, after the Akedah, where Avraham Avinu was told about the future soulmate of Yitzchak, who was just born, Rivka. So the pasuk says, "As utz bechayroi v'as buzachir v'as kemuel v'as kesed v'as chazoi v'as pildosh v'as yidlov v'as besuel uvesuel yolad es Rivka." Now, really, we only have to know that Rivka is who we're interested in. We're not interested in utz and buz and kesed and chazoi. Who are these rishoyim? Why does the Torah even talk about them at all? So the Arachayim HaKadosh says a very important concept here. The last Arachayim HaKadosh in this week's parasha, that when Kedusha emerges, when Kedusha is about to emerge, about to be revealed, there's the Koichos HaTuma become very great. When, as Rivka is the Shoshana Bein HaKoichim, as the Medrash refers to her, as the rose among thorns. So there's a lot of thorns. But because there's a lot of thorns, that tells us that there's a rose in the middle. The thorns protect the rose, but Rivka's coming. So of course, Rivka's coming. There's going to be a lot of koiches hatuma that are trying to prevent Rivka from emerging. When a neshama kedosha comes to the world, there's always the sitra achra always appoints his nagdus to that neshama, so that neshama should not succeed. We see today in America, we have a president who is the best to Israel, the best president that the Jews ever had, and yet there's so much opposition. That's opposition is coming from the satan. The opposition is coming from the left, from the koichos of Ra that are trying to prevent him from being the shliach that he was appointed to be to help Klal Yisrael. It's very clear that this is what's going on. All the koichos hara, all the evil powers are coming out to try to prevent the good. But that tells us that Kedusha is on the way. The fact that there's so much ra, the fact that there's so much immorality and corruption and everything else that's going on only is an indicator that, and that's what we believe. We don't see it. We believe it. Emuna, Amnain, Emuna. We believe that all the ra only is an indicator that because the toiv is about to emerge, so all the koichos of ra are coming out now to try to prevent the good from coming, to try to prevent Mashiach from being revealed. So Avraham Avinu encounters three malachim. These three malachim represent that which is going to happen when Mashiach is going to come. When Mashiach is going to come, number one, all the evil is going to be destroyed. Ve'es ruach hatuma avir min ha'oretz.
Avraham Avinu was sitting by the entrance of his tent, and as Chazal tell us, Hashem took the sun out of its protective layer, the ozone layer, whatever. Hoytzi chama min artika, v'hu yoyshev pesach ha'oyhel kechayim hayoyim, is begamatria, hoytzi chama min artika, as Chazal tell us. And that's what's going to be la'osid lovay. The Gemara says that la'osid lovay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the sun out of its protective layer, the Rishoyim will be judged, and they will burn, and the Tzadikim will heal and bask in the rays of the sun, which Avraham Avinu is doing that. What Avraham Avinu is doing here now, what he's experiencing, is a metaphor to what's going to happen when the Geula will occur. And the three Malachim that came, each one represents another stage in the Geula. The first, who came to heal Avraham, or to tell Avraham that Sarah is going to have a child, and then the one who came to save Lot, and the one who came to destroy Sodom. The one who came to destroy Sodom, that's a metaphor, to v'yes ruach hatuma avrim in ha'oretz, that Hashem is going to rid the world of evil. Yoishev pesach ha'oyhel kechayim hayoyim is b'gematria v'yes ruach hatuma avir. Malach Gavriel was the Malach that was sent to destroy Sodom. And in this parasha, Sodom is destroyed. No more corruption, no more immorality. Sodom and Amorah are out of the picture. That's what's going to happen when Mashiach will come. There will be no more ra in the world, permanently, and not just in one area, permanently. The other Malach came to heal Avraham Avinu. When Mashiach will come, we'll all be healed. There will be no more sickness. There will be no more, not only physical, but mental and emotional sickness. There will be a total refuah. Refuah shalema is begamatria ruach melech HaMashiach. That malach that healed Avraham Avinu went to save Lot. And perhaps that's one, it's one shlichus. Because Avraham Avinu being healed, Avraham Avinu represents the entire Jewish people. At that time, he was the only Jew. So he represents the entire Jewish population. So he was healed, means the entire Jewish people are healed. That same malach goes to save Lot, to bring out Malchus Beis David, which is Mashiach comes from light. Mashiach comes, the Jews are healed. It's one idea, it's one concept. So it's not like as if we're having a Malach that's performing two different missions. It's really one idea. And then you have the Malach who told Sarah that she's going to have a child. That's the Besoira of the Geula. Avraham Avinu went through three stages of Bris. Bris Mila is the Arla, the cutting off the foreskin, krisas ha'orla, the giloi ha'atara, revealing the atara, and then the metzitza. Mila, priya, metzitza. Mila u priya u metzitza is begamatria bris mila. Because bris mila is comprised of these three. So these three, mila, priya, metzitza. Mila means getting rid of the evil. That's Gavriel who came to destroy Sodom. The Priya is the revelation of the crown, that's Malchus Beis David, to save light. And then there's Metzitza, that's for refuah purposes. Sucking out the blood is for refuah purposes. That's the Malach that came to heal Avraham Avinu. All of these three will happen when Mashiach will come. And that's all in this parasha called Vayera. Avraham Avinu, he's the first Yid, whatever he did, affected the entire Jewish people until the end of times. So everything that he did in Parshas Lech Lecha and in Parshas Vayera affect Klal Yisrael till the end of time. Like the Akedah is a metaphor, I mean, the Akedah actually happened, but the Akedah is what gave us and will give us the strength to pass all the Nisyonos during the time of Ikvus of the Mashiach, just like he did. And in that, from the Akedah we derive, we get emuna. From Parshas Vayera, we draw koiches in emuna, koiches of chesed, all the hashpa'is that Avraham Avinu brought to the world because of his tremendous chesed and his emuna and his yirah shamayim and his avas Hashem. And when Parshas Vayera comes, we're able to draw all of us from this parasha. A good portion of this parasha is also read Rosh Hashanah. And as we mentioned here many times, that the kriya is ma'oirer dizman. So that means that this Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah revisited. It's already a month, more than a month since Rosh Hashanah. But this parasha, we have the two topics that I read, the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the second. V'Hashem pokad esara, pokad, like pokad, pokadati. And then the story, and the Akedah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So we're being visited by Rosh Hashanah this Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah came back. We experienced Tishrei again, even though we're now in the midst of Ma'ar Cheshvan, we experienced Tishrei once again. And Tishrei was the month of Ayeh, was the month of Revelation. In Tishrei, there was no confusion. Our job is that even when there is confusion, even in Yerach Bul, in Mazel Akrav, we should also be zeichet to revelation. Vayera elav Hashem be'eloinei mamre. The Svarim say mamre comes from the words mamrim heyisemim Hashem, which means to rebel. In the plains of rebellion. Vayera elav Hashem, even be'eloinei mamre. Even in a world of Yerach Bul, of Mazel Akrav, eloinei mamre is begamatria Akrav. Okar bayis. Even when there's so much confusion and there's merida all around us, a Jew can experience revelation. We're not to be affected. We're not to be in a spoil from the fact that all around us there's atheism and liberalism and leftism and everything contrary to Avodas Hashem, to Achdus Hashem. Nevertheless, a Yid can serve Hashem wherever he is, whenever, and also experience Vayera Elav Hashem. Even be'eloine mamre, Svarim say mamre is Rosh Hatevis, mikoilois mayim rabim adirim. The mayim rabim adirim, the mea zedoinim, the mabul, even though the raging waters of kfira, of immorality that surround us, doesn't matter. Even there, vayera elav Hashem. Chazal tell us, gedoila hachnosas orchim yoyser mekabolas penei hashchina. That we learn out from this week's parasha. That Avraham Avinu actually tells Hashem to wait. I have to bring my guests into my home and then I'll continue speaking to you. He's in the middle of Kabbalah's Panei Hashchina. How do you tell Hashem, wait, I'm going to go and bring guests into the home? Is that more important than speaking to Hashem? So Chazal tells us, yes, it is. Gedoyla hachnosas orchim yoysami Kabbalah's Panei Hashchina. The Rambam learns it out from the Pasuk, Vayisa eino vayar. He says, because if, the way they explain the Rambam, how do you see from that pasuk that Hachnosas Orchim is greater than Kabbalah's Panei Hashchina? Because if it wasn't, he wouldn't have seen them. Vayera Elav Hashem, he's in the midst of he's being Nana Miziv Hashchina. He's like in Gan Eden, in Olam Haba. Why does he see these three guests? Vayisa Eina Vayar V'hinei Shloisha Anoshim is a raya, that's proof. That's what he has to be busy with now. He has to stop. Even though he's in the midst of this unbelievable revelation and go deal with Arabs. He thought they were Arabs. Kasava Arviim hey. And bring them into his home and teach them about Emunah. That means bringing people back, bringing people closer to Yiddishkeit is greater than your own frumkeit. G'doylach nosas orchim yoysa mekabolas penei hashchina. As the Divrei Yisrael says, Lirois im yesh oiver v'shov. So we all translate oiver v'shov as passerby. He says, Leos, if there's an oiver aveira v'shov, and bring him to do tshuva. Leos, im yesh oiver v'shov, v'achnisein bebeisa, and that's greater than Kabbalah's Panei Hashchina. Avraham Avinu was the first that did this. Noach didn't do this. Mr. Shalach didn't do this. Chanoich didn't do this. Other Marishan couldn't do this. There was no one else. But in all the previous generations, they were not busy with other people. They were only busy, those that were tzaddikim, and there were many tzaddikim, Noach, they were only busy serving Hashem, and the avodah that Goyim, B'nai Noach, would do before Matan Torah, was they believed that the only way you can get close to Hashem is if you totally separate yourselves from this world. That's why the Gemara says in Zvachim that Goyim only brought oilos, burnt offerings. There's no such thing as a peace offering. A goy didn't have that hasaga that you could actually bring a carbon and eat the meat. You have to totally burn it. You have to totally separate. That's how they understood. Even today, you hear that they separate. Whether they really separate is a different story, but that's what they believe. The only way you get close to Hashem is if you have nothing to do with the physical world. The Torah says not like that. And Avram was the first. From Avram starts Torah, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Shnei Alofim Torah begin with Avram Avinu. Yes, HaNefesh Asher Asu B'char, when Avraham Avinu reached the age of 52, which was in the year 2000, and he began bringing people closer to Hashem. So Avraham Avinu's Avoida was to deal with Gashmius, to deal with the physical world and to elevate the physical world. We see here, he's busy with food. Yukach namat mayim ve'ekha paslechem, butter, chema, and shloish se'im, three tongues, gimel l'shoines b'chardel. That sounds like hot dogs. Avraham Avinu was busy serving his guests food. He ate. Not whether he was eating, he was giving it to his guests. But Avraham Avinu was oisek in gashmias, to elevate the gashmias. That's what we're here for. That's Mar Cheshvan as opposed to Tishrei. Tishrei is more a month in which we are only with Hashem. Mar Cheshvan, we're dealing with the outside world. We're dealing with Achnasas Orchem. We're taking that which is out and bringing it in. We're taking that which is Gashmi and making it Ruchni. We're gathering the Netzutzei Kedusha, the sparks of Kedusha, and elevating them. That's Achnasas Orchem Beruchnius. And in a certain way, that's greater than Tishrei. So Mar Cheshvan, we always read this in Mar Cheshvan, is in a way higher than Tishrei. Because Tishrei, of course we're doing what we're supposed to. We're only in the base medrash as mentioned already. We're only dealing with the spiritual. We're not dealing with the physical world. In Mar Cheshvan, we're dealing with the physical world. Avraham Avinu was dealing with the physical world. And he's dealing with people, those who he thought were people, because Sover Arvim, as Rashi says, he thought they were Arabs who bowed down to the dust of their feet. So these are the idolaters. And you would think Avraham hated them. Avraham Avinu was the total opposite of an idol worshiper. Avraham Avinu was the epitome of the believer in one God, and he has to deal with these idol worshippers who worship the dust of the ground. At least he thinks they are. So he doesn't kick them out of the house. He brings them into his house and feeds them. And it's makar of them with the purpose, Vayita Eshel, as we have later on, Vayikro Shem B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam, to bring them closer to Hashem, to recognize that there's only one God in the world, to spread monotheism. That's the avoid of Avraham Avinu. And that's the avoid of Mar Cheshvan, whether it means literally Achnasas Orchem Beruchni, is that in this month, we don't have any Yomim Tovim. In this month, we deal with the physical, that which rots and decomposes. Yerach bul. In fact, the first time ever that a word with the same root as bul, which means to rot and decompose, appears in Chumash, is in this week's parasha, where Sora Yemenu says, Acharei beloisi, Haisali Edna. She said, after my body has withered, beloisi, I became old and wrinkled, Haisali Edna, I should have clear, smooth skin. She's like laughing. How is that possible that her womb will be able to hold a baby, or that she could have? She's 90 years old. Acharei beloisi. Beloisi is the same word as like yerach bul. Acharei beloisi haisali edna. That was when we enter Mar Cheshvan, we enter yerach bul, we deal with that which decomposes and rots and withers. And we elevate it. That's the avoid. Avoid is to be mahapech, to turn the Yerach Bull into the Chodesh Hashmini. Mar Cheshvan is the Chodesh Hashmini. The pasuk says Yerach Bull, hu haChodesh Hashmini, which seems to be a contradiction, because Shmini, the number 8, as we all know, is the number associated with eternity. Bris Milah is on the 8th day. L'amenatzeach al Hashminis, Mashiach plays a harp of 8 strings, and Shmini is Yemais HaMashiach. And Mar Cheshvan is called Yerach Bull, indicating it's a month where everything just rots and withers away. Yet it's called the Chodesh Hashmini, which is a number associated with Mashiach. Mashiach is from the Shmoina L'Sichei Bnei Adam, as the Gemara says in Sukkah. That's right. Through the Avoda B'Yerach Bull, through elevating the Gashmias, Hachnosas Orchem, bringing those that are out back in, elevating the physical, the changing the world, turning the world, making the world a dira, a dwelling place for Hashem. Lasois loy dira betachtoinim, as the Medrash says in Parashas Nasa de Tadchuma. That's the goal. Achrei beloisi hoisali edna. Yerach bol hu chodesh hashmini. We make this world, we take the components of this world and make it eternal. You do a mitzvah with your hand is eternal. The mitzvahs that we do, the mitzvahs were given to us, lezachech, letzarech, bohenes habriyos, to purify, to elevate, and to bring us into the world of eternity. So therefore, the avoda of Mar Cheshvan is really greater than that of the avoda of Tishrei. G'day la'achnasas orchem yoysa mikabalas panei hashchina. In the month of Mar Cheshvan, where things are not clear, and where one has to come on to a higher level of emunah, that's where we can reach the great levels of ayera, of revelation. Even Be'eloi Ne'im Amrei, even as we are now in Mazel Akrav Akar Bayis. On the contrary, Akrav, as the Bnei Yisoskel says, is Iker Bayis. The Iker Bayis is the Bayis HaShlishi. The Bayis HaShlishi, as we mentioned, the Alkut Shemani and Malachim says, will be dedicated. The inaugural ceremony of the Chinuch, the Chanukas Bayis HaShlishi, will be in this month, in the Chodesh HaShemini in Yerach Bo. That's when the third and final and eternal Beis HaMikdash is going to be inaugurated. And perhaps because that's when Malchus Beis David will be restored completely, which is really the Avodah of this month, to restore Malchus Beis David, because this is the month in which the rebellion took place, as mentioned before. And this is the parasha where we learn about Malchus Beis David that emerges from Sedaim here. So Parshas Vayera is the parasha of our generation. Avraham Avinu prepared all the generations from his time till the end. Maasei Avos Simen Labanim. B'cha Chaismen V'loi Bohem. Whatever Avram did, his midas, his avoda, his chesed, his emuna, is negeya us, our generation. Because with emulating Avram Avinu, that's how we're going to bring the geul. That's how the geul is going to come. And as the parasha ends off, after the akedah, the malach tells Avram Avinu, and the balaturim says it was malach Michoel. So Michoel, according to the Gemara, Michoel was the one that came to tell Sarah that she was going to have the child. V'Hashem pokar es Sarah. Leidas Yitzchak is a metaphor to Bias HaMashiach. Ki yodua v'Hashem pokar es Sarah. Pokoit pokadati. The birth of Yitzchak, which Sarah laughed. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his Perush on Chumash. People are going to laugh when you can tell them that Mashiach is coming. They make a mockery out of it. You really believe that there's going to be a redemption, you believe there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. Sarah left. Vatitzchak Sarah Bekir B'Leimar. And Hashem had to tell Avram to tell her, Hayipole me Hashem Dovar. Is there anything that Hashem can't do? Now, the pashtus, she left because she didn't know they were malachim. She thought these were goyim, who gave her a bracha, which is impossible. So why does she have to believe it? She knew she couldn't have, and that was it. But still, it was a taina on her. She shouldn't have left. Because anything is possible, especially when it comes to this. Hayipole me Hashem dovar la'moyeit osher ve'elecho ke'ez chayu l'sara b'im. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the same thing that right before Mashiach, people are going to laugh. Ashecherfu ikvois Mashiachecha, as the Rebbe Rashab of Lubavitch used to say, he said this over 100 years ago, that the generation prior to Mashiach, he said, is going to make a mockery out of Mashiach. Ashecherfu ikvois Mashiachecha. As it says in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Tes, they're going to laugh about the fact that there's going to be a Geula. But we have to learn from the story of Sarah. Sarah was brought to task because she left. Vatitzchak Sarah. Or Chaim HaKadosh says here actually that she was punished. It's an amazing thing though. Or Chaim HaKadosh says in this week's parasha, Vayas Hashem leSarah kasher diber. Diber is Lashon Kosher. That Sarah ends up dying as a result of the Akedah, as we'll see in next week's parasha. And that was because he brings the Zohar HaKadosh that says that Yitzchak was born with Misitra Denukva. Yitzchak was born with a feminine neshama, whatever that means exactly. He was born with a feminine neshama, and he couldn't have children until after the Akedah. By the Akedah, it says his neshama left, and Hashem sent down a neshama Misitra Detchura, so now he's able to have. That's why Rivka, he hears about Rivka afterwards, and then they get married. He couldn't, but until then he couldn't. So the Chaim HaKadosh says, if Sarah wouldn't have left, Yitzchak would have been born right away with that neshama. He wouldn't have to go through the whole process. So because she left, he's born Misitra Denukva, and he has to go through the Akedah, and as a result of that, in order to be able to have children, and then because of that, she has to die. Because she died when she heard the story of the Akedah, she couldn't handle it, she died. So it was a punishment for her. Vatitzchak Sarah Bekir, but we have to know that Hayipole me Hashem Dover, there is nothing that Hashem can do. And that's the emuna that is required now that we have to realize, even if things look gloomy, or sometimes you look around, you don't see how things are working out because we don't see the whole picture. But on the contrary, the more concealment is only a raya that we're getting closer to the ultimate revelation. When V'ro'u kol bosa yachtov ki pi Hashem diber, when everyone will see ki pi Hashem diber, The nigla kvayd Hashem, the glory of Hashem will be revealed. Vayera, vayera, v'izkili. Vayera means revelation. We will all be zeicha to the ultimate revelation when the entire world will recognize that Hashem hu ha'elohim. Now we won't have to go through any more concealment, but even then, there will still be emuna. The Mashiach, it says about Mashiach, v'ha'emuna ezar chalotzov. Mashiach will teach us how to believe. You might say, what do you mean he'll teach us how to believe? When he'll come, we won't have to believe. Then it'll be there. But as mentioned before, there's no end to the revelations. There's no end to Avodas Hashem. So there's always what to still believe in. May we be all be zeicher to that, to Vayera Elav Hashem, and to the revelation of the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi and the restoration of Malchus Beis David. May we all be zeicher to all of this immediately, and Klal Yisrael should have a big Yeshua, Eretz Yisrael should have a Yeshua, and the next leader in Eretz Yisrael should be Mashiach himself. No more elections, no more secular leaders, but Melech HaMashiach himself, who will lead us and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. And may it be immediately in Tehei Shnas Pedusenu, in this year, we should all be zeicher to Ufiduyei Hashem Yeshuvun Uvol Tzion Berina.